The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Fortnite says, I think people are upset you call Jameis Winston dumb instead of a person maybe doing dumb things.
Well, when you do multiple dumb things,
yeah, I think at some point you have to make that call, right?
Right. It's like Johnny Football. Like for a while, Johnny Football was like, oh, Johnny made a bad choice. No, it's just, dude, Johnny's a bad choice maker. He's a dummy. So
after a while,
repeated habits eventually get you labeled.
Did you see the quarterbacks that will be going to Gruden camp this year? Deshaun Watson is on the list, of course.
Okay.
Mitch Trubisky, of course. Sean Kizer. Pat Mahomes.
That seems like it would have been a good spot for Chad Kelly.
What do you think of Chad Kelly as a prospect?
I think he's okay. I think he's also, like we talked about, a bad decision maker.
Yeah.
He's a knucklehead.
Him not going to the combine and those kind of things, he might slip fourth or fifth.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think there's really good value there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You're going to need that in just a minute. You also can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday, 1 hour left to go. 50-cent beer is now being poured out here at Sam Houston Race Park. Good card tonight as well. So if you're looking for something to do, this is your place.
It's happening.
Yeah, see, my guy's already got his 50-cent beer there. So we're good. It's time. I'm going to give something away real quick. So, but you have to call in on the HRMP listener line. $25 Raising Cane's gift card. And indulge yourself in one love. That's 24-hour marinated, hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisinCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. We'll take caller number 10. You are going to get a $25 Raising Cane's gift card. You probably wanted that yourself.
That's all right. They take care of me.
Okay, good. All right, we went long with RJ, so we didn't get to do our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. So guess what we're going to do? Our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, AJ, if you were ever thinking about moving to Sweden, I'm going to throw something out there for you. Of course, thoughts and prayers to Sweden for the
horrible tragedy.
The horrible tragedy that didn't happen there.
No, it happened.
But a Swedish politician has a new proposal. He wants Swedes in his town to take a one-hour paid break from work to go home and have sex.
Interesting.
Per Eric Muskos, who is the city councilor of Overtornie, said there are studies that show sex is healthy. And apparently he's right. It boosts your immune system, lowers blood pressure, and can have emotional benefits.
All right.
He says the proposal is aimed at improving people's relationships. And that the municipality is suffering from reduced population and the deficit of births.
All right.
So that means that childbirth should be encouraged.
Well, this, not in our country.
No, we got too many.
Too many kids.
Everybody needs to wrap it up here. But it says, when sex is also an excellent form of exercise with documented positive effects on well-being, the municipality should kill two birds with one stone and encourage employees to use their fitness hour to go home and have sex with their partner. So... maybe this is just how he's dealing with the tragedy in Sweden, but the idea of getting a one-hour sex break every day.
Okay. You're all right with that?
I'm for.
In Sweden, maybe you can get home, have sex, and get back to work in an hour. I don't know. If they don't deal with Houston traffic, I can tell
you that.
Exactly.
Well, it's a small town in Sweden, so you probably just, wherever you're working, you just walk across the street, you go up the mountain.
Right.
Yeah. Take care of business and then come home.
In countries like Sweden, you have to go both ways uphill.
That's true. It's you have to climb like the mountain, then you have to climb farther up the mountain.
Yeah, like our grandparents used to do.
I had to walk 2 miles in the snow to have sex with your grandmother.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, your grandfather, like, I feel like humans hadn't even really developed full legs yet when he was around, right?
That's not true.
Were humans walking upright when your grandfather was alive?
He's from the Jack the Ripper times, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or maybe Shakespeare. I get confused. I knew he knew one of those guys.
Okay.
But, you know. Yeah. Well, there you go. That is your reason for moving to Sweden, if you're so interested, if that's something you think is a good idea. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm kind of for that. I also had somebody rank the best beaches in America. You think Galveston made the list?
No. Well, how many years on the list?
20.
No.
Yeah, it'd have to go to 100 to get Galveston on there, right?
That'd be tough.
Well, for the most part, it's all Florida and Hawaii, which...
Right, that makes sense. And there's probably some good California ones in there.
There's only one California beach.
Really?
Santa Monica is number 20 on the list.
Mm, okay.
I think I would have that a little higher. But it's mostly, it basically goes Florida, Hawaii, Florida, 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 Florida. Siesta Key Beach in Florida is number one on their list, which I've never been to.
I don't even like the beach.
I know, I don't really either, but I have been to some of these. And there's one in Hawaii is number two. St. Pete is number three. Been to there. Clearwater Beach in Florida is number four. Panama City Beach is number five. I actually like that one. That's probably my favorite is Panama City Beach. But then Hollywood Beach, Florida. Pensacola Beach, Florida. St. Augustine Beach, Florida. Another one from Hawaii. Number 10 on the list, Ocean City Beach in Maryland.
Mm.
Can't say I've ever been there.
No.
But I can't imagine a Maryland beach making the top 10. Followed by Fort Lauderdale, South Beach. Another one from Hawaii. Ogunquit Beach in Maine. Again, I can't see Maine with a top 15 beach. Hawaii, Henderson Beach State Park, Florida, Driftwood Beach in Georgia, Virginia Beach in Virginia, which is pretty nice, and finally Santa Monica. That's your top 20.
Wow. No Texas beaches, huh?
No.
Damn. Gotta step our game up.
Yeah. Well, I think the only one that you'd even think about is Padre Island, right?
I think South Padre is probably ruined by now. We can't have nice things. That's the problem. People ruin things. We probably ruined that place. I haven't been in a while, but I'm betting it's ruined.
Yeah, I haven't been in a while either. But once it becomes a spring break place,
yep.
Forget it.
Although Daytona's on there, isn't it?
No, I don't think Daytona was on there.
Okay.
So, no, Daytona was not on there.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong then.
Yeah. I guess I'm surprised there's not more Hawaii ones.
I feel like every beach in Hawaii is the best beach.
Yeah, I would think, right?
Right.
I would also think...
I'll take the worst beach in Hawaii over the best beach in Maine any given day.
I'm kind of with you. Nick says he doesn't like the beach either. He hates sand.
See, that's what I don't like.
Well, I like...
And I don't like the way the beach smells.
Yeah, it always smells fishy. Well, here it always smells fishy and oily.
Yeah. And oceany.
Yeah, which is just kind of gross. But, yeah. Another thing that we don't make a list on.
Womp, womp.
Somebody wants to know, can we have sex with female coworkers as part of this deal? Well, that would certainly give you time if you have that hour.
True.
But I don't think that was his intent. I think he wanted you to go home and sex whoever you're supposed to be sexing. All right. We will, somebody says, what's your email, Fred? I'll send you a video of why Galveston isn't on there. Trust me, I know why Galveston isn't on there. I grew up down there. A little bit of sarcasm. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Living on the high shelf. Oh.
Oh. And they come on style. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Still
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. It is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman. And back in studio, it's Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Warm weather is just around the corner. It's time to start thinking about spring cleaning projects around the house and the perfect time to upgrade your bathroom. Call The Glass Doctor at 713-493-3200 for frameless glass shower enclosures. It's more affordable than you think. Call The Glass Doctor at 713-493-3200 or go to glassdoctor.com. That's Glass Doctor. We fix your pains.
All right. Well done, sir. You're doing a great job with those. All right. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We will be happy to take your text. You can also tweet. But because we're on location, don't take any phone calls.
Right.
And we'll be back in studio Monday, and then we are going to take off on Tuesday because it was going to be a short show anyway. And you're going to have Mike Liebeschock and who else, John?
Craig Koshkin, the Rock the Mic winner.
Craig Koshkin. Ah. Apparently our jockey's trying to lose weight for the races tonight. So it.
So we're scratch. He's a scratch.
No, he's. We're just waiting on him. Is he a scratch or is he's a scratch? Oh, okay. Well, so I'm guessing he's a scratch. Well, we'll have to.
We'll discuss during a break. How about that?
Yeah. That'll be the best thing.
So he's in there sweating, huh?
Yeah.
They have a sauna here?
Well, it's a hot box. Yeah, it's pretty much. That's what they do. Is they go in there and they throw up and lose weight so that they can. Yeah.
Jockey life. It's like that fighter life.
Yep. It's very similar.
Not for me.
That's why when we had Sasha on, it's pretty rare that she doesn't have to deal with all that.
Yeah.
Most of these guys.
Good for her.
Yeah. If you're playing at 122 and you got to make 117. But, 713-780-ESPN. I guess he was more interested in, he's more interested in actually trying to ride tonight than talking to us, but that's okay. We can, we'll muddle through.
Yep.
It is kind of sad that the state of Texas doesn't have one beach that can make the top 20.
It's not surprising, though.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, our premier one is a mess. There's no question. It's one of the most disgusting places out there. And what's funny is like, when all my Canadian family comes down to visit, they're like, oh, this is so nice. This is so nice. Like, no, it's not.
No,
you're really. You're from Canada.
You're just not aware of what nice is supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Disco said, sorry if you talked about this, but did you see where the White House prohibited CNN and others from briefings today?
Yes. We didn't talk about it. I did see it. I don't know what else I can say about this. What's going on up there? It's shameful to me. If you're barring, I think it's pathetic when teams do it, and that's happened before. Professional teams will bar a certain
right.
organization or
right.
a certain person.
Like Willie Taggart's is refusing to talk to the Oregon reporter who broke the story about them doing the workouts.
Right, petty.
It is. It's very petty.
That shouldn't be happening. With our U.S. government, there's no way that should be happening. We've got to be big boys. But, the reality is there's people who will, depending on what you believe, there are people who will say, I don't blame them. It's fake news anyway.
Yeah, that's because people aren't really paying attention. And that's frustrating because the reality is, if you look at other governments around the world, you know who else does this? North Korea, China, yeah. Iran. That's what the Soviet Union used to do with yep. Pravda. One news organization, one voice. You have to have, we're supposed to be based on free speech, and we're supposed to be based on a free press. And, to be fair, the press has screwed a lot of this stuff up by making mistakes. But not everything they do is a mistake. And I think it's a... I think it's a real problem, man. I really do. 956 says, are you guys ever going to do the show from a prison? We've talked about that. We're more than willing to go to a prison and do the show.
Yep.
All somebody has to do is reach out and tell us what needs to be done, and we'll go. I would love to do that.
Be like Johnny Cash.
Yeah. I don't think it'll happen, though.
No. At this point, if it hasn't happened.
It's but just... it's there. We're, you and I have both said we're willing to do it. I'm willing to do it for free.
Yeah, no appearance money.
I just want to. I would like to do a show there, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Yeah.
It's not like when Johnny Cash did it, it wasn't as regulated. You could get away with doing stuff. It's not the same.
Yeah, well, all they have to do is reach out and tell us what we need to do, and we're in. But by at this point, kind of starting to think that it's not going to happen.
Yep.
Got any big plans this weekend?
Man, so my older kid, as you know, plays year-round baseball. Well, my little one starts T-ball this weekend. And they're basically the dads are on the field teaching them what to do. So I'm doing that. He's got games on Saturday and Sunday. Other than that, I plan on eating lots of Mexican food and barbecue. Besides that, no real plans.
Yeah, that's a good weekend. And well, that says, have you seen the bleep that CNN is doing? You can't ban news organizations. You can't do it. If so, the last president would have banned Fox News.
Yeah, if you don't like the coverage you're getting from somebody, that's part of being the president.
Well, it's part of everything. I mean, I don't like the coverage we get from the Chronicle, but guess what?
Right.
That's life. And you deal with it. You can't just say, oh, well, you can't do this. And, oh, we'll just have Breitbart, so we'll have one voice. Okay. Congratulations. Welcome to the Soviet Union. Didn't we win that? I mean, didn't their wall come down?
Supposedly.
Yeah. But, yeah, and I mean, that's part of the problem. When the media screws up now, everybody just points their finger and says, oh, well, you can't have them because they did this. And the media does screw up. It happens.
But I think that's the best way, like when people are saying that you're a dictator, the best way to prove them wrong is to, ban media from...
in Lamont, no offense, but you're totally falling into the trap that they're asking you to fall into. And a lot of people are. And the reality is that, you're just supposed to overlook that. You know, you don't blame the entire organization for what some people did.
And by the way, listen, whatever CNN's done, they should be held accountable for it. But it doesn't mean that they should be banned from covering the government.
And if you're not going to answer questions from certain media outlets so that you can get news out the way you want to, that is not a democracy. I'm sorry. In any way, shape, or form. And I would say this about anyone who was doing this, and I've been beating this drum. You guys have heard me beat this drum now for 5 years about how the death of journalism is going to ruin our democracy, and you're starting to see it, but nobody wants to buy into it. Now it's just, oh, well, it's all their fault. Okay. And part of it's this media we've created where they have to go get web hits and everything else. And so, yeah, they've become part of the story. But so is Breitbart. So is Fox News. MSNBC does the same thing on a different level. But this is what we've created. And if we're going to just start banning people that don't have the voice that we want to hear, well, guess what? That's what you're going to get. You're not going to have a democracy anymore. And if that's fine with you, okay. I kind of like to keep a democracy.
And you're pro-democracy?
Yes, but I mean, I blame media outlets as much for this as I do anybody. Because they put themselves in this position. But the reality is, now you've got someone who's taking advantage of it.
Listen, when you're the president, you're never going to get all positive coverage from everybody. It's not going to happen. And it doesn't matter what president you are, Obama, Bush, go back down to Clinton, go back down the line. It doesn't happen. You can't just act like any negative press is fake. Because
no.
It's not.
Well, no, it's not. But the reality is, we as a society have created a situation where people believe that. We have, and now it's come to light, and now it's easier to say, oh well, it's this organization's fault, than it is. Wait a minute. So if I disagree with you, it's fake news. Okay. And that we've been building to this for a while, and I've seen it coming for a long time, and. I feel like I'm screaming in the wind and nobody's listening.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. And this is what we get. And so much of it, too, it's not just the news organizations, man. Like, I watch a lot of these shows that are entertainment, and they're made to be entertainment. And like guys like Bill Maher and John Oliver, now all he does is Trump bashing. And those are supposed to be entertainment shows, but people take them as news. And that's wrong, too. And that's been a problem for a long time, and it all started with sports. All this is Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith and those kind of guys are now doing news and important stuff, and because of that, by creating takes,
right?
Now you've got a society where things that are important aren't being covered. And it's easy to say, oh, you can't cover this because. And I think, frankly, there's not a damn thing that I can do about it. And I'm not going to get worked up over it anymore. And see, and that's it. See, Lamont, you're all about branding people something. And that's what this has become. And you have fallen into the whole thing. All of you have. Everybody has, man. And it's not going to change now. This is what our society is going to be. So I'm just going to deal with it. I'm not getting worked up. The truth is, this is what we've been headed to.
Well, AJ, you are so far out there, you have no real substance. You don't even know, man.
All right. That's all right.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, man, everybody's allowed their opinion.
Well, and that's the thing. Great. I'm glad you have that opinion. Nobody's going to tell you you can't have it.
Lamont said CNN is bleeping Democrats, man. They possess no objectivity. Do you think Fox News is objective? Do you really believe that?
Do you think Breitbart's objective?
Really? That's the problem. And Lamont, you're falling into the same trap Trump is. If it's not what you agree with, it's fake. It's nonsense. That's ignorance, honestly. That's ignorance. Tell me I've got no substance. You're the one seeing the world in black and white, bro.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the problem. And you know why people are doing that? Because it's easy. You don't have to think. All you have to do is be fed stuff. And that's what's happening. This is what you're going to get fed.
You know what else is the problem? You know, you say sports, the internet becoming a news.
Well, exactly. I mean, these aren't trained. People.
You see something
anymore
on Twitter and people are like, oh, this is a big deal. I mean, That's the problem, is social media particularly.
And 832 says society will suffer for this, and you cannot tell people what they can and cannot say and call it a democracy. And I don't think what we have right now is a democracy, and I don't think we've had one for a while. But that's a different issue. But, yeah, I think it's a shame, but I nothing I can do about it. All right, I think we need to go to break here. Do we have something? Okay, we have music. Great. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975. I'm going to need you a man.
I'm going to need you a man. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You want to spend more time out there. Do it with the pros from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They'll help you get ready. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the look and feel of real stone for way less money than it would cost you to tear everything out and start over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. Looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard. No worries. Allied will build it from the ground up, from a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen and patio cover you've been dreaming of. And they can help you on residential and commercial projects. Can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
The RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. And we'll probably have to go to break a little bit early when they start the national anthem, so we'll let you know how that goes. And we will not have our jockey, Ted Gondrin, with us. But next time we're here, we'll have our man, Paul Nolan. He of the Spotted Dick.
So Lamont says, so the media can do whatever the bleep they want and no retribution, but some faux media shall be held accountable take. By who? I mean, listen, the media, and there's only one way to really to punish someone if you think they're doing wrong, and that's just to not watch them. Your ratings go down. You know, your news is less vital. That's the way the world works. That's not my choice.
But see, here's the problem with that thinking. What gets your ratings to go up is...
That's exactly true.
And that's...
Is alarming people.
That is on the people. That is on the people for letting it happen.
We live in a country full of idiots.
And the truth is, the media should be held accountable. They should have been holding themselves accountable and not just doing these ridiculous shows that are going to get ratings because that's what they do. Because this is what's happened. But it's not the government's place to come in and do it. Now, what it is somebody's place to do... And here's the problem. Because nobody trusts anybody, when somebody does come along and say, hey, this story is wrong, here's why it's wrong, we're just like, oh, no. That I agreed with that story, so it's true. That's the problem.
People who watch CNN for their news think Fox News is the problem, and people who watch Fox News think CNN is the problem. And, again, that goes back to what we were talking about. Everyone's on a side, and the side that they're on is the right side. And that's the problem.
And that is the problem, and they don't think, and they don't debate it, and they don't actually go and do their own research. They research their side, and that's where the problem is. And that's on all of us, man. None of us are doing our own research. And we're going to take what they say and go with it. And for me, I'm just walking away from it because there's nothing else I can do about it, and I'm tired of caring about it. Because the reality is we have done this as a society to ourselves, and we keep doing it. And trust me, the hot fake take guys aren't going anywhere because that's the guys getting the ratings. And I mean, for me, it's so funny. I love it. People calling me liberal because I happen to care about a free press that has gone downhill. I would love for you guys to hear the arguments I have with my extremely liberal wife, who I disagree with on about 90% of her crap. But, no, see, that's the point. You have it in your head what I am. And, you know, thinking for yourself isn't that hard. It really isn't. And if you're in a position of power, you know, not allowing certain media outlets is a real problem because you're just – going to have one message, and that's what people are going to believe, and that, my friends, is not going to work in what's supposed to be a free society. But yes, the media should be held accountable. They should go after each other.
I don't know what
that's,
the answer
that's
is.
That's the thing.
I mean, that's it.
Well, we don't have people who do investigative work anymore. When we did...
Because budgets aren't there for that anymore.
No.
Because we have the internet now.
Well, and that's the thing. Everybody just sits here and clicks on news and fake news and real news and everything else, and we become way too stratified. We don't have people have two choices basically. You're either this or you're that, and if you're that, then you're automatically categorized, and that's my real problem. Is because every issue we should take separately. Every bit of news we should question separately. We should question what our politicians say separately. But we don't, because that requires thought. That requires effort. And not enough people are willing to do it for it to make a difference.
And I don't, like
409 says, only what you think is what matters. Yeah, that's it exactly. That's it exactly. It's what you're, and whatever you choose, that's what you're going to be. And I'm telling you, the media put itself in this position by catering specifically to that. That's what they've done, and that's why we're about to go to break for the playing of the national anthem, because some of us still care about it here.
There should be a fact checker for everybody. Like,
absolutely.
And all right, we got to take a break.
Yep, but we'll be right back.
Yeah. I got one in California and one back in Detroit. I got one in California and one.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. If you're looking for convenience, if you're looking for affordable, if you're looking for a razor that's high quality, Harry's has you covered. And I'll tell you what, man, I love dealing with Harry's because I never have to go to the store to buy a razor. I set up my plan online. They send me razors whenever they know exactly when I'm going to run out of stuff, and it shows up right there in the mail, and I never have to worry about, oh, I got to go get a razor today. Never happens, because Harry's takes care of you. And they take less profit because they sell directly to you over the internet. They don't sell to stores. There's no middleman. And they can offer their blades at half the price. Just $2 compared to what, $4 or more that you're going to pay if you have to go to the store for them. And these are high-quality razors, man. And if you don't believe me, try it for yourself for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value that they're going to give to you for free just to prove that what I'm saying is true. This offer is only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer, an $18 value for free, just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is a WreckersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in on the text line. That's the only way you're going to get in, except for Twitter. And Lamont, you're oversimplifying things again. You guys just compared America to Pravda because CNN was not allowed to a correspondence dinner. No, that is not at all what I did. I told you the direction we've been heading for years, and this is just another step in that direction. And it's going to happen. So if you want to simplify it like that, be my guest. At this point, you guys are going to do what you do, and none of you is going to,
If your mind's made up, your mind's made up.
I'm not going to change your mind, and that's okay.
I'm really tired of arguing politics with people because no one changes their mind.
No.
And I'm guilty of it, too. You're not going to change my mind because I've got my view of how the way the world should be, and you've got your view, and everybody's got their own view, and that's what they think is the right view. That's why politics is a tough thing to talk about with people.
Well, right? It is, and the reality, it's like religion. It's one of the other things that, frankly, you can't
change.
Like,
it can sound crazy to one person, and another dude believes it. It's
no, but as far as media issues go, I think the fact that we've gotten to a point where you're going to, you know, where the president of the United States can focus on who he wants to talk to. And listen, the prior guy did some of the same stuff. It's just, we're talking about who's in office
right
now.
It doesn't make him right either.
And it's simple as not answering questions from certain media members. You know, that's where you're headed towards, is where it's all coming from one place. And, yes, we are headed toward Pravda, and that's the same thing I've been saying for 5 years, and I've been screaming in the wind, and nobody cares. So when it happens, and you wonder about your freedoms and why you can't find out anything anymore, you just look back and say, oh, I guess that old idiot was right. Josh says, preach, Fowler, and I don't always agree with you guys, and that is good, but today you guys are spot on. Now, we shouldn't agree, though. That's the beauty of it. I do change my mind on things, especially politics, because things change. I think there's a lot of topics that, frankly, you know, I mean, you learn more about. And I'm also of the opinion, if I believe something and the public votes a different way, okay. I mean, I'm not worried about, I don't want what's best for me. I want what's best for everybody. And sometimes what I don't agree with is what people choose. And so, okay, you win. I'm not going to sit here and tell you right. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but you know what? The people did. So I'm going to give them every opportunity. Just like I did with the last guy. Just like I've done with every president that I didn't vote for. And because this is a country where we're all supposed to, yeah. And I honestly, and this is going to get way out there, I wonder if 20 years from now the U.S. still exists in its current form, because we are so different. California is so different than the rest of the country. Texas is so different from the rest of the country. New York is so different. I wonder if at some point we're not going to splinter off into a bunch of smaller countries, and that we're getting more and more divided because of crap like this. that at some point, 20 to 50 years from now, we'll be five, six, seven different countries. Wouldn't shock me at all. I mean, there was always talk about
Texas. That would be pretty crazy.
What? It'd be crazy, but would it shock you?
A little bit, yeah.
If California didn't say, you know what? Since we don't really have any say in these elections.
I think the only state that can do that is Texas, right?
They can all go change their state laws for it, just like anything
Donald
else.
Donald Trump's not going to allow state laws anymore.
Well,
he's coming after the states that are legalizing weed, decriminalizing weed. Hmm. So states' rights don't matter. Don't be silly.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Republicans were for states' rights. I get confused. I guess
it's not for weed, though.
No, it's only for... Yeah, it's only for people who...
It's for abortion. It's for Planned Parenthood.
It's just like less government. It's less government for what you don't want.
Right.
So...
Did we do stupid stuff?
No, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. Gerald brings up a good point. Wait, doesn't Odin have three legs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't use that other one for basketball.
You can, actually, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he just tie it?
A lot of people get frustrated if you whip it out. I'm pro. If you've got that, you use it. Glad if I had it, I would use it on the air.
Really? What would you do with it on air?
Like, if we were arguing, I would just pull it out and show you. No, you don't know anything. I'm the man.
Update on this sinkhole. They're hoping to have it cleared out here soon. If you're on 45, but if you're on 45, watch out for a sinkhole. I don't do a very good Tiffany Terrell.
Fort Collins, Colorado, a federal judge has blocked a city ordinance banning women from showing their breasts in public because it discriminates against women.
Interesting.
Women are now free to free the nipple in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Somebody says dongs are next. This is a slippery slope.
I don't think so.
Well, no, because a dong is
not... Big difference.
Kids see breasts. It's one of the first thing they see. Like this judge said, this is a really smart judge. He went to law school.
I'm pretty sure most judges did.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Come on, man.
A woman got shot. Man claims the dog shot her.
Seems legit to me.
832. It sounds plausible.
Not good. No, that's not good.
That was rough.
Oh, stop. You guys are barking up the wrong tree with this.
These are the dog days of sports radio.
Clearly. Oh, God.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
This segment is going to hound me for the rest of the show.
Shame.
Whoops, wrong one.
Oh, you going to shame me?
If the dog had an opposable thumb, I'd say this is a possibility, but in this instance, I think the guy shot her. But why shoot her in the leg?
Well, maybe she was just being a little annoying.
Shoot her in the mouth then, right?
No, because then you'll kill her.
Okay.
Well, not with a gun. No.
Okay,
no.
Never mind.
No, stop. Off.
Why is Brenda, the sales lady, calling me during the show?
Hey, AJ?
Yes.
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. I'm on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so are you.
You're right. My bad.
It's okay. You're on the air. Is it something pressing?
No, I just wanted to call up and make sure you had the information for Man's Best Friend. That's all. My bad. Have a good show. I'm listening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
No, you're not listening.
I feel like if she was listening, she would have known.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All in good fun. Bert says, I'm only here for sports, Game of Thrones, and little people porn.
We'll get back to that on Monday.
Yeah, sometimes we get into these things, and I'm always going to care about media issues because it's something that I've been involved with for a long time and been trying to warn people about for a long time. And trust me, I know a lot of media people that I wouldn't trust any farther than I can kick them. But unfortunately, that has led us to where we're headed, and I think it's very dangerous.
And there are people on Twitter saying that we feel that way because we are the media. I don't consider myself media. I know at one point you were.
I'm not anymore.
Listen,
I'm an entertainer,
people,
man.
People don't come to listen to this show for news. You know, I
hope not.
I'm here to tell
at the wrong place.
Penis jokes and, you know, make myself laugh is pretty much my job here. All right. Sometimes I watch sports. That.
if you're coming to me for news,
no, we're not.
You're going in the wrong direction.
And even now, does that mean I'll be responsible about things? Yeah, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing what my job was before. And you know, even with the website, I'm here to have fun and you know, have some commentary. But no, I'm don't consider myself a member of the media anymore. But you know. Somebody says, please be the place we can avoid politics. We rarely do politics, but we're going to do them because we have a lot of interest, man. And, you know, that's okay. You're entitled to change the channel. Sure, and yeah, that's within your right. That's exactly what we were talking about. Enough politics. What are your thoughts on Blacklist? I ejected on that a year ago.
I'm behind an episode. So. Binge-watching Daredevil. I'll let you know on Blacklist next week. It's okay. It's not as good as the first couple seasons.
Yeah, I ejected.
I just have to know what happens now. I'm stuck.
The wife still watches it. All right, that's going to wrap it up.
I got to haul ass to make a dinner reservation.
Enjoy your dinner. I am going to go do a little TV thing here.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. I hope they don't show my face.
You have a nose hair, just so you know. A long one.
All right, we're going to call it a night. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. Till Monday, stay sporty, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.